All right, hallelujah. Let's be seated in Jesus' name. Glory to Jesus. Amen. Well, welcome to church. It's the first live service this month. And we'll see the Lord. So we continue our focus on the subject of us. And today, we'll be looking at how you can understand your time, your season. I think I just mentioned this sometimes last month, but today we are actually delving into it, because for every purpose, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, to every purpose under the heaven, there is a season and there is a time. So when God usher you into your season, you must understand the time. So this is our focus today. And by the time I think we have had the e-version of our bulletin, so you can actually read through. While I was sharing that, I was actually sharing part of my sermon today. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. Okay, let's go to the word of God. I will be reading two scriptures. John 15:16. I will be reading. I'm reading from Amplified Version. Please get your writing material. You will do good to yourself writing down the word of God. And today we have the word of God freely available. You are not buying it. So you will do well when you go on our website and you download and listen again to our messages. Okay, John 15:16, Amplified Version. You have not chosen me. Jesus speaking here. He said, but I've chosen you and I have appointed you. I have planted you, that you might go and bear fruit and keep on bearing, and that your fruit may be lasting, that it may remain, abide, so that whatever you ask my Father in my name, as presenting all that I am, he may give it to you. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 7, also from Amplified Version. Even the migratory birds are punctual to their seasons. Yes, the stork excelling in the great height of her flight in the heavens knows her appointed times of migration. And the turtle dove, the swallow, and the crane observe the time of their return. But my people do not know the law of the Lord. I would like you to underline the word, the law of the Lord, the law of the Lord, which the lower animals instinctively recognize insofar as it applies to them. Maybe we should add Genesis 8:22, because Jeremiah 8:7, where we read, says this issue of appointed time we are talking about is a law. Can you please project for me Genesis? Did I mention Genesis now? No, project for me Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. Ecclesiastes 3, 1. So that we can establish the fact that appointed time is a law. People call it luck. It's not luck. It's a law. That you are able to understand, this thing. Let me give it a try. Let me push more. Others have given up. Is the same opportunity available to her? Somebody saying, no, we are not doing. I'm tired, Jare. But somebody in the group is able to say, no, let me push more. I'm sensing there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Let me push more. Then others, by the time the fellow pushed more and then got result, Others will say, oh boy, you are lucky. It's not luck. It is the ability of that fellow to sense that I should push more. I should not give up. Can I pray for you? In this season of your harvest, you will not give up. You will be able to recognize your time and you will keep pushing. Because I'm going to show us, you know, in the course of the teaching, that actually in your time of appointed time, what you actually see first is a negative sign. You must look out for sign. But the sign, oftentimes, most times, it is negative. But let's establish this law. So Genesis 8:22 says, while the heart remaineth, seed time. Are you there? And harvest. I would like you to read your Bible and write down this scripture. Why the heart remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold time and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Look at it in Message Bible, Message Translation. It says, for as long as the heart lasts. Did you get that? It's a law, because God operates by principles, by laws. For as long as the earth lasts, planting and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night, will never stop. Planting will never stop. Harvesting will never stop. But despite the fact that planting, harvesting will never stop, some people will still be crying of lack. Is it that there is no harvest? No, there is harvest. Then the missing link will be the issue of understanding. In understanding, you will understand. Say louder, amen. Okay, give me Ecclesiastes, please. I said Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 3:1. Okay, what I want to establish quickly in Ecclesiastes is the fact that the Bible says, to every purpose, there is a time and there is a season. Can we all read it together? One, two, go. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. So under the heaven, in which we have the heart, everything happens in their season and in their time. Everything happens in their season and in their time. So the next thing I would like to show us quickly is that, so Jesus said, when I choose you, it is for an appointment. He said, I choose you. You have not chosen me. And when I choose you, he said, I have appointed you. You are chosen for an appointment. And I am the one who determine your appointment and your appointed time. Are we together, please? I am the one. I noticed this. That one of the challenges we have as human beings is that we think we can change everything. We think even with our prayer, we can make everything happen. Can I tell you that even prayer has its limits? Did you hear what I said? All this, our fasting, a lot of us are still fasting. A lot of ministries still fasting, early year fast. But I tell you, that fast will not change God. But it will change you. And if you allow it to change you, that is when your situation will change. Are you with me? I say this? Let's stop this idea of we trying to manipulate God. You know, we do many things as if we can manipulate God. Actually, you can do that with a man who does not understand things so well. But when it comes to God, not even with your prayer and fasting, you can't manipulate God. Not even with, you know, some people, the reason why they are giving the way they are giving is that they want to get to the front seat. And a pastor who don't understand all of these things will easily bring somebody from behind. And because the so-called fellow is the highest giver or the highest bidder, and then the fellow can get to the front seat. So in other words, we cannot manipulate God. Whatever God wants to do, it has been designed from the foundation of the world. Whatever you are going to become, it has been appointed. Are you with me? And then Jeremiah 8:7, our other focus scripture says, even the lower animal, they have this understanding of appointments. They know when to fly. They know when to swap. He's here. He said, yes, the stork, excelling in the great height of our flight in the heaven, know our appointed time. You can't do things anytime. You do it in its appointed time. So laying this foundation, I will be sharing with us on about 3, 4, 5 points, or probably 6. Number one, things happen not by chance, but by appointments. That's the first thing I've been trying to address. Things happen not by chance, not by luck, but by what, please? But by appointment. The Levites, Aaron and his son became Levites. The priest, not by chance. God called for them. Numbers 4:27. Hebrews 5:4. He gave that honor unto Aaron. Out of the 12 tribes, he appointed only one as his priest. So if any other person who is not from that tribe is now trying to do what the priests are doing, then the fellow should be ready for leprosy. King Uzziah, you still remember? Even though he was a king, he thought, what are they doing that I cannot do? No. There are things not appointed for you. So if it is not for you, don't try it. There is something in Yoruba, they call it ojukokoro. Many of us will understand it better. When we were much younger, although there are adults who still experience it, if you are an adult and you head to a point that your stomach is paining you, I think you need some cane. Praise God. Because we only experience that when we were younger. And then we cannot control our appetites. You just want to eat everything. Amen. Even the one that is not good for you. Do you understand what I'm talking about? But you know, spiritually, we do it. What is not meant for you, you are hiding it. You want it. It's not appointed unto you. Stop struggling for what you cannot have. Stop struggling for things that you will get and eventually it will bring you trouble. So if God could choose Aaron and his children, then that tells us something. That the same way God told Jeremiah, before you were born, I have a work for you. So I tell you that before you were born, there is a work for you. And may you know your work. I say, may you know your work. Today we go to school. And we think our certificate should determine our life work. No, don't make that mistake. If you are in that mistake, come out of it. Come out. Come out. No matter your grade, grace is different from grade. What you are not graced for, your grade cannot qualify you for it. No matter your grade, call it first class. Your first class grade cannot provide grace for what you are not called to do. Then look at this again. To establish the fact that things happen by appointment and not by chance. Even our living as human being is appointed. Job 7:1. Job 14, chapter 5 and verse 14. It makes it very clear. You can put up Job 7:1 for me. That we are life by appointment. So if our birth come by appointment, happen by appointment, so also will our death come. So look at Job 7:1. Is there not an appointment time to man upon the heart? What a question. So there is an appointed time. A time to be born, a time to die. If you read down Ecclesiastes chapter 3, from verse 1 downward, you see it. Time to plant, time to harvest, time to be born, time to die. Everything happened by appointments. And let me quickly add this. That if God gave man his life by appointment, devil can also design an untimely death for man. Many people have died untimely, and we have consoled ourselves that it is God. We said it is the will of God. Well, God will have mercy on himself. Praise God. Because oftentimes when things happen and we don't know how to explain, we say God have mercy. But now we need God's mercy for this matter. Because many times, what God didn't do, we said it is the will of God. The same way God appoint people to live, devil appoint people to die untimely. May you not die untimely. Amnon died untimely. 2 Samuel 13:32. He died by appointment. So find God's will for your life. Don't allow anybody to tell you that that evil happening in your life is the will of God. God is good. God is good. Whatever you are going through, find out what is God's will in it for me. So with this point number one, you should understand that if God makes everything to happen by appointment, then you have a divine assignment by appointment. That is the first point I would like you to register in your heart. Your life is by appointment. Your destiny is by appointment. Then the promise of harvest is going to happen by appointment. Then let me add this. So even the harvest we are talking about, we come at an appointed time, which can otherwise be called fullness of time. Fullness of time. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3:11 that it makes everything beautiful in its time. Things are beautiful in their time. Things are easier. Things happen smoothly in their time. You don't force things to happen in their time. For example, a baby in the womb, when it is the appointed time, then the baby will come out. All the signs will show it is time for the release of the baby. Before that time, you don't force the baby out. So whatever it is God has ordained for you also, there is a time for the birth. So if there is anything you should desire this year, the promise is there. Harvest. But if there is anything you should desire, it is understanding of your time. So that in your season, you will not miss your time. Can I hear your louder amen? Promise is not enough than the discovery of the time. The strength of men of Issachar is their understanding of time. So understanding of time is a great strength. Number two. So having know that everything happened by appointment, even this harvest, in their fullness of time, it comes. So what do you do? Point number two, watch out for signs. Watch out for signs. Signs of your time. Signs of your appointed time. Let me go back to the example of baby I just used the other time. When it is time for the baby to be born, then there will be different signs, including contraction, which come with pain at certain interval, including blood show and other signs at that moment. Things are not fine with a woman. In fact, for a woman who is not experienced, probably a firstborn, that's the first experience. And if the fellow is ignorant, she has not taken her time to learn, either by going to people who have had the experience and they coach you, or you pick a book and you read, then at that moment, you even begin to call all manners of name. Ori Yamio. Ati Yato Tiku for 1973. Praise God. And you even call Jesus at that moment. Listen, at that moment, no matter how many times you call the name of Jesus, it won't stop the pain. Is that true? The blood will show at that moment. Is that correct? But if the understanding is there, you also notice water breakage, then you know it's time. Praise God. Now, these are not for somebody who is not experienced. Pain is a bad sign. Are you with me, please? For somebody who's no experience, the fellow might think it's a bad sign. So in other words, when we talk about the sign of your appointed time, they are not the regular. Write it down. They are not something you will like. Nobody like pain. Nobody like pain. Most times we are quick to look for painkiller. Let's look at Abraham, for example. So in Genesis chapter 18, verse 1, the Bible says, in the heat of the day, that was his appointed time. In the heat of the day, Genesis 18, 1. My emphasis there is the heat of the day. Even though the scripture is saying there that in one afternoon, but I'm using the word heat now, emphasizing the word heat, as when things become unbearable, that was when God chose to visit Abraham. At that moment, humanly speaking, he should start reacting. Are you following me? He should start reacting. But he understood his time. Can you go to verse, is it verse 6 now? He said something there to those men. When he told them, come in, come and eat, he washed their feet. He quickly prepared food for them. Then he said, you have come to me for this reason. Please give me verse 6. Okay. Go to verse 7. Go to verse 8. Okay, go back to verse 4. Verse 4 or 5. Okay, go to 5 now. It should be 5. Okay. And I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye your hearts. After that, ye shall pass on. He said, for therefore are ye come to your servant. This is why you have come. I understood why you have come. May you understand your time. And let me also quickly say this. In your time, whatever God wants to do with you or for you, he will do through others. Maybe I should quickly get to that point, that you must be relational. You must be careful of all this emotional instability. Reacting to everything negative around you that people do to you. You must be careful. He said, for this reason you have come. I know why you came. And, you know, Bible scholar established the fact that these three men who have come is Trinity. Now, God came in form of men to visit Abraham. Remember, this man has carried the promise of God for more than 20 years. Now, when it's time for the fulfillment of the promise, God has to walk through men. What Abraham saw is men, three men coming. In your time, may you see men God has appointed for your appointment. Men. Men. You need men, man. I'm telling you. You need men. Did somebody get that? Let me tell your neighbor, you need men, man. You need men. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. This idea, I don't need anybody. If you don't need anybody, you can't become anybody. You can't become somebody. And can I shock you? Again, most times, God uses people that we don't like their face. Did you hear what I said? People we don't like their face. And I've seen a lot of people mistaken and saying, if it's going to be from her, let God do the blessing. Do you understand what I say? That because of your issue with somebody, God should hold your destiny. Your destiny should be put on hold. So watch out for the signs. When it was time for Jacob to be transformed, the Bible says he was left alone. Genesis 32. Genesis 32, verse 7. In our daily podcast, I've continued the teaching about Ruth and Naomi. The Bible says they got into Israel at the season of barley harvest. Both of them enter into their restoration. They were coming out of the land of Moabite in pains. Naomi just lost everything. Her husband, her two sons. Ruth just lost her husband. None of them could comfort one another. But you know what? They enter into their harvest. Even in their own time of heat. So in your season of harvest, look out for a time when it is hottest. God is saying something. In your pains, God is speaking something. When things look so worst, so bad, God is up to something. That moment, you have to be extremely careful. You know, let me go back to the example of a woman that is about to born. If the woman is an inexperienced, at that moment, she will begin to say all manners of things. One of it is that I won't do another one after this one. Praise the Lord. But we have seen the same woman who will say, I won't do another one after this first one. Then he will do the second. Then he will do the third. Then he will do the fourth. Until he bear up to 12. Praise Jesus. But you see, the more he does the thing, the more experience. So instead of an inexperienced woman saying all manners of things, in fact, at that point, we have heard of women cursing their husband. We have heard of women saying all manners of negative things just because of the pain of that moment. Did you understand this? That is why the mother of Joseph, what's her name now? Is it Rebecca? Yeah, Rachel. Thank you very much. That's why Rachel, you know, the two look similar. Rebecca, Rachel, and they are from the same family. So that's why Rachel, when it was time to give birth to Benjamin, in her pain, she called her Benoni. The father quickly said, no, it's Benjamin. Jabez, they call her name Jabez. You see, these are name given out of pains. What am I stressing? In your time of pain, which is an example of your time of appointment time, be careful. Manage your pain. Manage your emotions. So that you will not abort your baby of glory and your prophecy fulfillment. Let's move to the next point. The next thing you have to understand is, in this your appointed time, it's a time to die. Time to die. And that is what I've been trying to stress now. In other words, you are ready to die to self. You become selfless to a point that you can bear the pain. Like Jesus bear our pains. Except he bore our pains, he could have reacted.
to the process of restoring man to God. He could have reacted, but he bear that pain. He went through it. And instead of reacting, he responded, "Father, forgive them. Forgive them." So after you are died to self, you will also say to your persecutors, "Father, forgive them." Now, when you don't learn forgiveness and emotional stability in your appointed time, you will actually abort what God wants to do in your life. These are the things that happen quietly in our life in the realm of the spirit. We don't know what we miss. We don't know. We don't know. You just think you are trying to defend yourself. No, you are not defending yourself. You are actually aborting something great. So it's a time to die. Die to self. Let's look at John 12:24. John 12:24. Amplified Version says, "I assured you," Jesus speaking, "most solemnly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the heart and dies, it remains just one grain. It never becomes more but leaves. But, by itself alone." He said, "But if it dies, it produces many others and yield a rich harvest." Can you see the connection there? If you can die to self, you will produce your own harvest. It will produce your death to flesh, will produce your harvest. So you realize that this thing goes beyond just holding on to prophecy, but ability to know your time, then what to do at that time, how to respond to things, how to respond to things. Now, when you really understand these things, you will actually choose your battle. You don't fight everything. You don't fight over everything. You will choose what you fight on. You will choose what you raise your voice on. You will choose when, what to get angry on. When you understand that all these emotional reactions is an abortion to your destiny. Emotional reaction is an abortion of destiny. So like what Jesus did, Isaiah 53, God said, "Remain quiet as a sheep being led to his shearer." He remained quiet. Even though he had all the power, he can call for angels, he refused to. It's a time to die to self. Time to die to self. Time to die to self. Next point. That's point number what now? Point number four. The next thing you have to do in your time of appointment is find out what is in your hand. Discover what God has given to you. Everybody have something. Everybody have something. Somebody said something that Joshua did with leg, what Moses did with hand. So for Joshua, what God gave him is his foot. Everywhere the sole of your foot shall tread upon, you will get it. For Moses, what is in your hand? That was what God told him. For Jeremiah, what did you see? So he's a prophet, he's a seer. So you also have something. And this is your tool in your appointed time. For Joseph, it is interpretation of dreams. Dreams, 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 dreams. That's Joseph. The same with Daniel. Ability to see into deeper things that are beyond what the ordinary eyes can see. Discover what you have. You have something. You have something. Every tell your neighbor, you have something. You have something. And until you discover what you have and you use it, hello, no harvest. Because it is what you have, you will plant. You plant with your action. Are you getting that? That's your seed. The angel told Gideon and said, go in this thy might. Even at the introduction, he called him mighty man of valor. And then he said, go in this thy might. Until that time, Gideon was only complaining. Why are all this thing happening to us? What about the miracles which our father told us? Blah, blah, blah. And he continued the lamentation. And nothing has happened. Nothing has changed. Listen, your murmuring, your lamentation, your complaint won't change anything. Find out what you are. Find out what you are giving. Don't compare yourself. What you are giving is not the same with your friend. We make a lot of mistakes comparing ourselves with others. Then we try to do what everybody is doing. You are not called to do what everybody is doing. Are you listening to me? You are not called to do what everybody is doing. Yes, thank God for a job. But you are designed for a walk. Find out your work. Find out what you have been given to do your work. At a certain time in your life, you will be retired from your job. But until your last breath, you will not retire from your work. You know, Jesus said, John 4, I must walk the work of him that sent me. He didn't say I must job. So thank God for your job on one hand. With your job, find your work. And find the tool God has put in your hand to do your work. This is what will produce your harvest. This is what you produce your harvest. Find out what you have. Finally, I've mentioned it. I just want to emphasize that whatever God will do with you, it will do with others. It will do through others, rather. What God wants to do for you, it will do through others. Therefore, you don't walk alone. You don't walk alone. And I've also noticed this thing about our God. What he wants to do, he doesn't do with one man. Even when he calls one man, he will later call men to him to do with him what he wants to do. Did you understand that? That is why, even when you call a man to a ministry and he gave that man a ministry, the man must find out of his ministry his leadership style. So there is ministry, there is leadership. It is your leadership that will make people to follow. But it will come out of your ministry. So the implication of this is that even when God called one man, what he wants to do, he do with others with that one man. Look at the way God has designed our life. such that he only created a man and then the woman. And after that creation, he did not need to create any other man again. It is that man and woman who has continued to reproduce and reproduce and reproduce. Find out your own team member. Find out your own team. Find out your own team. Please rise to your feet. Don't walk alone. Don't walk alone. It might take one man to do the planting, but if the harvest is truly great, it will take more than one man. Sir, you are a farmer. You understand that? Listen, if one man will say he will be the only one to do the harvesting, he will eventually waste his harvest. What God wants to do with you, you need people. Within your family, within the church group, within your neighborhood, your colleagues, please find your own team. I've said this thing, but let me repeat it. The challenge with many of us is that the person around you, you don't like that person. So you are praying that God should send an angel. How many of us understand what I'm talking about? If you understand what I'm saying, please wave your right hand to me. Thank you. You are actually praying, God, send help, send helper, send helper, send helper. And you have been praying it and nothing has happened. But what you are actually praying for, there is somebody around you who have it. But you are like, I will keep praying. All of my shit, you know. If you are getting this thing, please wave your right hand. Please, you need to help yourself. Help yourself. January has gone. This is February. In the next 20-something days, second month will be over. But this month, this year rather, you won't count your losses. You will count your blessings. Please understand all this process. Die to self. Die to all these emotional reactions. It's so fragile. You can't keep reacting and keep nagging and keep getting angry at everything. You will kill that baby. If there is any prayer, I would like us to pray this afternoon. Okay, can we just give thanks to God for his word first? Let's give thanks to God. Our Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for understanding my appointment. Thank you for being thank you for saying that. Thank you. Thank you. Jesus. We have prayed. You are the other side. One of this sign is that you see things will go from bad to worse. Did you get that in because of my teaching? It will be in the heat of the day. If you get that, wave your right hand to me. Thank you. It will happen in the heat of the day. And because it is a period of heat, it is easy to react. But now you have known that if you are not going to abort the process God is taking you through, what do? You must die to self. So can you pray this day that, Father, that I will die to self. Let every self in me die. Let every work. about all this work of the flesh. Galatians 5:19, 20-21 talked about all this work of the flesh, that Father, from now on I will die to self. I will die to flesh. I will die to self, to flesh, in the name of Jesus. Devil will not rob me of my blessing. Please pray this prayer and help yourself. I receive strength over every emotional instability. I receive strength over every emotional instability. I receive strength over anger, over hatred, over malice, over all works of the flesh. I receive strength to overcome them. I receive strength to overcome. I receive strength to die to self. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. Please add this to your notes. Romans 12 verse 2. I read from NLT. It says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world. Listen, look at this. No. I think some days ago, or probably, yeah, some days ago, I just found my wife. She was watching something on her phone and she was laughing. So I said, what's that? And she said, Oganusios, Ogaga, something. I was like, what's that? And then she was, how many of you understand what I'm talking about? So I was like, explain more. I don't understand. And then she was saying that, okay, it's something that happened to one of the popular Fuji musicians. And then, you know, what he said. And then people now they are now making, you know, fun out of it. And then it's now becoming another slang. Huh? I learned it's now another one of the latest slang. Is that true? I'm asking you. Because I don't know. Praise God. And you see, even as Christians, we quickly copy these things. Are you with me? We quickly copy them. Now, listen. Hearing them is not the issue. Because you are not in another world, you will definitely hear them. Are you with me? But after hearing, what happened to your subconscious mind that the thing sank in there, and then unconsciously also, you're also doing the thing. You're also speaking it. And even after speaking it, you cannot stop yourself to say that, no. Delete, undo. Praise God. Undo. What has happened to our hearts? Listen to this. Listen very well. Now, how many of us, God has given you promise and you have seen that promise come to pass? Amen. Put down your hands. How many of us, God gave you promise and you don't see those promise happen? Wave your right hand. Thank you. Put down those hands. Now, look at your reaction with when you saw the promise of God happen and your reaction when you don't see the promise happen. When you saw the promise, you rejoice. You even come before the altar of God to say, people of God, rejoice with me. This is my testimony, blah, 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 blah. Now, look at your reaction when you don't see the promise. You will even accuse God. God, you promised God. You see all manners of things. And God in his mercy. He won't do anything. He won't see anything. But you know what? If God promised you something and in his power he made it happen,
then what happened to the one he promised and didn't happen? Is it that he doesn't have power to do it? Let me tell you, whatever God promised you today, actually he has done it. But the problem is this: lack of understanding of appointed time. Are you getting me? God is in the process. Then along the line, you got angry. Then you reacted. Then you got offended. Mi o shemo. And then you leave the process to go and begin again. You see, anytime you bring destruction or obstruction to the process God is taking you through, you begin again. And then when you don't see the promise, then you say God is unfaithful. And in fact, this is the reason, this is the problem of many backsliding Christians. Because they waited and waited and waited for the promise. They didn't see the promise. And to them, God is unjust. No, God is not unjust. You are the one who scattered the process and what God is doing with you. That is why we must beg God this afternoon. Father, deliver me from power of the flesh. Go ahead and pray. Deliver me that I will die to self. I will no longer copy the behavior and customs of the world. Lord, help me. That I will become a living sacrifice. I will die to self. I receive power, strength to die to self. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Okay, please put up Romans 12, verse 1, and then we'll read the scripture and I will pray for us. Everybody, can we read the scripture? Let's read 1, 2, go. No, Oga. Verse 1. Sorry. Okay, can we all read now? 1, 2, go. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a what? A living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is what? Your reasonable service. That's your service. When you become a living sacrifice, I hope you know that anything that we mean or become a sacrifice must have died. But the Bible says a living, yet it's a sacrifice. Lift up your two hands. Lord, you are faithful. That is why you are putting us through all this truth. We have heard the truth. Lord, we receive strength to be doers of the truth. Lord, we receive strength to bear your word. To bear your word. We receive strength to bear your word. That we will no longer become selective in obedience, but we will obey every of your given instruction. We will learn to do things as commanded, not as convenient, in the name of Jesus, and we will return with our harvest. Thank you, Abba Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying. In the name of Jesus, it is well. It is well. It is well. In the name of Jesus, it is well with my soul. In the name of Jesus, it is well. It is well. It is well. It is well. With my soul.